On this day and this rite, we celebrate the feast of the disciple of St. Paul, St. Timothy. St. Timothy was the son of a Jewish woman and a pagan. And her name was Lydia, St. Lydia, as a matter of fact, from Lycaonia. And St. Paul converted him. And later on, he became his disciple, following him on some of his journeys. And eventually, he consecrated him bishop of Ephesus. But at the same time, he followed St. Paul and wrote epistles and brought epistles of St. Paul to other churches, in particular the Corinthians and the Thessalonians and others besides. And St. Paul was able to use his assistance in many ways. When he referred to him in one of the other epistles, he called him his beloved son, the son of his soul, to whom he had given birth in the gospel, in Jesus Christ. And of course, but in the church that has always existed since the time of Christ and the apostles, this very special paternal relationship between priests or bishops and their disciples, who become in every way, except the flesh, their children. And so it was also with St. Paul and St. Timothy. He prompted the writing of two epistles, and in which St. Paul commends to him to be a good disciple and to be a good bishop. And so today, in a very special way, we pray for priests and bishops to St. Timothy, who was a great disciple of Jesus through St. Paul. Eventually, while he was in Ephesus, he was preaching against the god Dionysius. In some biographies, they say Diana, but it wasn't Diana, it was Dionysius. And he, as he was praying, the statue broke up and fell. And as a result, the pagans grew angry at him and took to him with clubs and other things and killed him. So he is not only just a disciple and a bishop, but also a martyr. So a very wonderful example to priests and bishops in this day and in all ages. So we pray to him on this very, very special day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.